proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Bible lesson. We continue our study of the suffering servant in Isaiah chapter 53. In our last lesson, we left off with an exposition of Isaiah chapter 42, in which God referred to one he called his servant. God said that that servant, quote, shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street, unquote. The prophet continued that, quote, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench, unquote. These verses in Isaiah 42 address the patience that would be shown by God's servant toward the Gentile nations. The Jewish people have not generally evidenced such forbearance in their dealings with Gentiles, though. Indeed, in contemporary Jewish jargon, the word goyim, or Gentiles, or nations, can be used in a derogatory sense, indicating, in effect, outsiders. Consider also the biblical treatment that some Jews gave to their Gentile neighbors. David, who functioned as a man after God's own heart. When David conquered the land of Moab, according to 2 Samuel chapter 8, the scriptures indicate that, quote, he smote Moab and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with two lines measured, he put to death, and with one full line to keep alive, unquote. In other words, David captured the Moabites and put two-thirds of them to death. Note that God had not commanded him to undertake such a drastic action. Contrast these attitudes with the attitude of Jesus Christ. He manifested patience toward all those he encountered. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, that author cited the passage from Isaiah in connection with the Savior healing multitudes of people. Jesus Christ serves as an example of someone who, according to the author of Hebrews, quote, endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, unquote. According to Isaiah chapter 42, God's servant, quote, shall bring forth judgment unto truth, unquote. Only a ruler possessed that capacity to do so. God did not grant the Jewish nation dominion over other nations. Indeed, he restricted the extent of Jewish potential outreach and conquest. For example, when the Israelites encamped on the borders of the land of promise, God told them, quote, when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them. For I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. Unquote. God severely restricted the territory he would allot to the Jewish nation. In Genesis chapter 15, he gave the extent of their borders. Note that historically the Jewish nation has never occupied that. Nonetheless, these are the borders beyond which God has not apportion anything to the Jewish nation in terms of land. By contrast, God did give Messiah rule over the heathen. In Psalm chapter 2, God exclaimed, quote, ask of me, and I will give you the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession, unquote. Revelation chapter 11 shows that this verse applied to Jesus Christ. In that section of scripture, multitudes exclaim that, quote, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Note that truth serves as the foundation of Messiah's rule. The Jewish nation, as, quote, a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the word of the Lord, unquote, Jewish people could not fulfill this role. By contrast, Jesus Christ is truth incarnate. As John stated in the first chapter of his gospel, quote, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Bible lesson.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.